As soon as I grasped this wonderful success secret, the tide began to change. The birth of prosperous thinking. You've heard much in recent years about positive thinking. Out of the recessions and lean years, another term has been born, prosperous thinking. The word prosper means to flourish, succeed, thrive, to experience favorable results. You are prosperous to the degree that you are experiencing peace, health, and plenty in your world. While prosperous thinking means many things to people, basically it gives you the power to make your dreams come true. Whether those dreams are concerned with better health, increased financial success, a happier personal life, more education and travel, or a deeper spiritual life. This book plainly shows how prosperous thinking has helped people in every walk of life to experience these results. Furthermore, it shows how prosperous thinking can do these things for you, too. As you read this book, chapter by chapter, you will automatically begin to develop the power of prosperous thinking. And almost as easily, you will begin to reap a harvest of prosperous results. The Salesman with the Golden Touch. Years ago, a salesman used the power of prosperous thinking, although he may not have consciously been aware of it. When people asked him, "How's business?" he always gave this standard answer, "Business is wonderful because there's gold dust in the air." For him, it seemed to certainly be so. Every contact became a sale. After a while, whenever his name was mentioned, people always said, "Yes, everything he touches turns to gold." The Laws of Prosperity. During my first year in the ministry, one of the most severe business recessions since World War II hit this country. Members of my congregation began asking for lectures on ways to survive this difficult period. It was then that these dynamic laws of prosperity began to take form, and with breathtaking rapidity, these ideas worked for all types of people. How the laws have worked for others. For instance, within a week after the first lecture, two secretaries had received increases in pay, one with a promotion and new title. A stockbroker soon reported that he had more business than he had dared hope for, although most of his fellow workers were comparatively idle. One client, whom he had not seen for several years, appeared and handed him a check to invest for $200,000. A month after beginning to deliberately invoke prosperous thinking, his income was four times its usual amount. A lawyer who had several industrial clients then on strike or out of work reported that the recession was suddenly over for him. His income zoomed upward into the $2,000 a month bracket, which at the time seemed a great increase. Though later, after he established a definite pattern of prosperous thinking, it seemed only normal. A steel manufacturer's agent, whose business was affected by the recession, reported that he unexpectedly received an order amounting to $4,500, which he had not solicited. One woman was a sales lady in a department store which employed more than 100 people. All of her fellow workers had been thinking and talking hard times. At the end of the month, after this woman began to deliberately think prosperously, she was the only one in the store who received a commission check for having oversold her quota for the month. The other employees had decreed hard times and had gotten such results for themselves. The owner of an electrical business had an outstanding account of $750 owing his company. As he began to think of those owing him as prosperous, the account was quietly paid. A jeweler had an indebtedness owing him, which he tried every means he knew to collect, including the use of unkind letters, all to no avail. When he, too, decided to think in prosperous terms about himself and the one owing him, to his amazement, the creditor quickly paid up. One family that desired freedom from indebtedness suddenly inherited a nice sum of money. A government employee received a raise in pay that had been pending in Congress for several years. A telephone company employee also received a general raise that had been promised months earlier. A construction engineer received a new assignment to a $15.5 million construction job after having served on a $1.5 million construction job. One couple even received an all-expense trip abroad. These are but a few examples of the power of prosperous thinking. Prosperity brings new look and new health. But more than financial returns appeared. As I weekly lectured on prosperous thinking, I began to realize that the people in attendance were beginning to blossom forth with a new look, a look of inner peace, poise, happiness, security, and stability not previously apparent. The failure look of depression and discouragement was replaced with a look of success, self-confidence, and inner happiness.